individual traveling with Haines High School basketball teams tests positive for COVID-19. And Alaska's plan to pay out nearly $50 million to the fishing industry for pandemic relief has been approved by the federal government. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories are up next. An individual traveling with Haines High School basketball teams tested positive for COVID-19 before departing for a series of away games earlier this week. The results of the test came after the girls and boys teams competed in Craig on Tuesday and Wednesday. The Haines Glacier Bears were scheduled to travel to Craig and then on to Wrangell this week for a series of basketball games. Haines School Superintendent Roy Getchell says that everyone making the trip was tested for COVID-19 on Monday before getting on the ferry and heading out of town.
We have a weekly testing protocol, and this was our fourth Monday to do this. And so we do that as a mitigation, you know, for activities and for travel also. So we test every Monday. So the tests occur at that time, and then the results come back whenever they're processed.
Getchell says the basketball teams competed in Craig on Tuesday and Wednesday. After that, they were scheduled to play in Wrangell, but those games were canceled after an active case of COVID-19 was identified in that community. Then, on Thursday, Getchell was notified that the results of a test for one of the individuals traveling with the Haines basketball teams came back positive.
This did not occur because of travel, but it was identified because of our travel protocol. If we had not tested and we weren't doing that on a weekly basis, this could have gone undetected, and we hadn't traveled yet.
Getchell wouldn't say if the individual was a student or not. State public health officials completed a contact tracing investigation and notified all close contacts. According to Craig City School Superintendent Chris Raytan, officials did not find that any of the school's athletes, staff, or community members had direct contact with the person from Haines who tested positive. Craig High School switched to distance learning on Friday to allow the district to sanitize the building and determine if any students or staff members develop COVID-19 symptoms. Getchell, the Haines School superintendent, says the student athletes and others who were on the trip returned to Haines by chartered plane Friday afternoon. The close contacts of the individual who tested positive will quarantine upon arrival. The Haines School continued with in-person classes on Friday. Getchell says public health officials and the school's health advisory committee determined it was not necessary to close the building.
Luckily, there was not any contact with the school during the contagious period. So we're, you know, the people who've been identified to quarantine are already not in the school. So that's why that decision was made.
Getchell says school staff will receive a regularly scheduled COVID-19 test on Tuesday. Close contacts of the individual who tested positive will also be tested later in the week. Alaska's plan to pay out nearly $50 million to the fishing industry for pandemic relief has been approved by the federal government. That's after two major revisions and more than 200 public comments from every industry sector, says Fish and Game Deputy Commissioner Rachel Baker.
And it really was a balance between getting the funds out quickly and developing a spending plan with the input of affected fishery participants.
Commercial applicants will need to show that the COVID-19 pandemic cost them at least 35% loss in revenue last year. Applications will be accepted during a two-month window that opens March 1st. Payments could come as early as June. Baker says a major change to the final plan now excludes commercial permit holders who live in other Pacific states like Washington and Oregon.
Non-Alaska resident commercial harvesters who fish up here but live in a state that received a CARES Act allocation must apply to their state of residence. They're not eligible to apply to the state of Alaska for funds.
Non-resident charter guides are eligible, provided they have an Alaska business license. The money comes from the original CARES Act that Congress passed last year. More than $17 million will go to commercial fishermen, $13 million for sport and charter guides, and nearly $500,000 for Alaska's aquaculture businesses. A $2.5 million pot of money is reserved for rural households that had pandemic-related problems accessing subsistence fisheries. The program was developed by the state, but it's being administered by the Pacific States Marine Fisheries Commission. NOAA Fisheries approved the plan this week. Earlier drafts had set aside more money for the charter sector and less money for processors, and it disqualified out-of-state commercial fishermen. But hundreds of comments and pushback from industry led to several revisions. The money comes from $300 million set aside for the nationwide fishing industry announced last May. A little more than 1% of Alaska's share will be paid to the Pacific States Marine Fisheries Commission, NOAA Fisheries, and Alaska Department of Fish and Game to administer the program. Avalanche forecasters are warning of increasing danger in downtown Juneau and the surrounding backcountry, especially if more snow and rain falls on already unstable snowpack. If conditions worsen, the city would recommend evacuation of downtown neighborhoods. Juneau city officials said in a release Friday that there is potential for, quote, historic avalanches in the downtown area through Monday. Depending on temperatures and how much snow falls, the city's urban avalanche advisory could be raised to extreme danger, which is the highest level on the scale.
I have never forecasted an extreme avalanche condition yet.
Tom Matisse, the city's emergency programs manager, is advising downtown residents to be cautious, especially if they live near the Bear Ends Avenue avalanche path. If residents end up evacuating their homes on the city's recommendation, a shelter would be set up at Centennial Hall. Matisse says they've recently seen avalanches of snow 4 to 6 feet deep throughout the region.
In the urban environment, if we have a 4 foot deep avalanche that's wide enough across the face of the Barrens Path, that's more than enough to hit houses.
Kanan Bosler of the Coastal Alaska Avalanche Center says they've already seen widespread avalanche activity all around Juneau, from Douglas Island down to Snettisham. And they expect more avalanches over the weekend. A freezing rain crust has formed on top of recent snow that fell on a weak snow layer. He says they're warning people heading out to the backcountry to use extreme caution, even in terrain that is generally considered safe from any avalanches. He says the unstable snowpack conditions could potentially last through the rest of the season. For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also listen to the news anywhere you get your podcasts.